Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's telling me to rotate my phone. I don't want to rotate it. Good morning, y'all. Okay.
What is the answer?
Stop it, I say. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Help us, Jesus. But look, y'all can see my studio audience. So
yes.
Let me see if I can flip this phone around. What do I do?
Yeah, okay.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Mary Kelly, help me out. Woo-hoo! Y'all, look. Look, y'all. Good morning, Marina, and look, Rhonda. Listen, Rhonda Elkins. Good morning, girl. She on that. Bring them cameras on. Okay. Good morning, Byron Hometown. Yes. Byron, you already know we're gonna talk about you today with
yes,
this. I just sent you some info. Did you get it? Let me know, because I sent you the revised flyer. Y'all, we getting crunk today. Let me take these off because I can't see everybody looks this big. Okay. Yes, so we're going to be talking about this concert today, Laura
yes,
Kelly.
Yes,
boy, I tell you, that Auntie Michelle, she do what she do. She
yes.
worked it out. I mean, y'all, for real, we got our own producer. She's a, I mean, designer. Yeah, she blowing up. Look, she got these contacts and contracts. So let me get mine sold up. Good morning, Trey Martin, my nephew of the Most High God. Yes. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, girl. I'm so excited, Anthony. Good morning to your Facebook family, friends, which is our family, I think, right?
Yes. Familia.
Yes. And good morning. Good morning, Laura Kelly. Good morning, Miss Josie.
Yes.
Girl, I can't wait to see you on the first Sunday, sister. Don't play. We're so excited.
And this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad.
Good morning, Nicholas. That is my nephew. Look, that's my double portion. He's my Holy Ghost nephew. He's my natural nephew and my supernatural nephew. So I'm just so excited that him and his mom, now they're in the same house, y'all. They probably just in some different rooms. But they are tuned in this morning. Now they might be in the same room. So awesome. Well, y'all, I see Summer across on the cast. Summer is part of the studio audience, so we want to say good morning to our studio audience. Woo! Our beautiful sisters are here. Can y'all believe it or not, Miss Vivica Giles?
Yes.
She in the house, and y'all know she's probably doing this last night, y'all. Okay. Yeah. So listen, yeah, so if y'all want to have y'all own special, oh, I didn't bring my sister glass up here. It's in the front entry because I wanted to grab it on the way out the door and roll to Rowlett with her special glass and her special opener. She got an opener? I said, she got an opener? And I didn't get one? What you say? And it's all blinged out, but that's love. Right? So we just thank God that you're here, Vivica, this morning.
Yes, we love you.
Yes. And our beautiful studio audience, and for the second time, we have Miss Laura Kelly's special guest,
Linda Esquivel from City Chapel.
Woo! She's in the house.
She's on fire.
Yes,
she
is.
She's a blessing
and look,
in the body of Christ.
She came with her warrior shirt on.
Yes,
she ain't playing.
She got her warrior shirt.
Yes.
She's ready to battle, y'all.
She represents the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Good morning,
yes.
Pastor Martin. How you doing this morning? Isn't that beautiful? So we're just excited. Can't y'all tell? Y'all be like, can y'all just come on with your show? Hallelujah. But we got a lot of stuff we need to talk about.
Yes.
And if y'all hear my phone ring, I didn't turn the ringer off. Let me see if I can work that from this angle. Come on, phone. Let's try it. Okay, let's see. Okay, there we go. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Let's see. Okay, now we got the ringer off. And y'all know we already was having issues with the blog show this morning. I'm going to call the blog police.
Yeah.
Okay? And I got to find out what's going on. Because they don't have no problem taking the money. Let's just keep it real. Y'all know that this costs money for us to do this?
Yeah.
Just in case y'all didn't know. We do. And we not complain about it, but we just keep it real.
Yeah.
So, see, this is the thing about relationships. It's got to be 100 on both ends.
Yes.
Okay? So we don't complain when I'm like, ooh, I need to write that on my calendar. They took that. I thought I was going to somewhere to send that today. Well,
yes.
That's Blog Talk money.
Yes.
So now Blog Talk, we're serving you notice.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. Y'all got to make sure y'all got our stuff right, because
yes.
you get your money and we be right.
Yes.
If not, we're going to have to call some other networks. Don't
yes.
play with us.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So y'all just pray for us that we don't just come out the box on the job, people.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Good morning, Darlise. Where you at, girl? Darlise, we miss you this morning.
Good morning,
Are
Gary.
Are you going to tell me
saying?
That you're on your
with
way, girl?
Some compassion.
Oh, Mr. Gary.
Yes. Good morning.
And yes. your friend shouting out this morning. We don't want to leave nobody out today. Woo! Well, I'm so glad
Gary
that you guys. What's
your
Gary on everything?
How you do that, Gary?
How you do that, girl? Sarah was riding in the car with us last night, wasn't y'all? She was like, what the what? Okay. It was so awesome. So we thank God for Fairy D.
Yes.
Robinson. She tunes in every single Tuesday,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And I just want to say something real quick.
Okay,
my please.
Spirit,
you got to
say it. Go ahead, Laura.
I just want to say this to everyone that's watching us right now.
Woo!
Just feel the love of God.
Amen.
He's
Uh-oh.
With us and he's with y'all.
Can y'all get some tissues?
And you feel our shirt, right?
Good.
That's for Jesus.
Yes.
Faithful,
yes.
available, and teachable.
Woo!
And we're wearing little heart necklaces
yeah.
that God told me to
came in with the gift.
Yes.
Going in the heart.
And that's God's heart.
Woo!
God's heart. When we come together in wow. unity and one accord, learning, growing with God's love letters,
which is
fire!
Woo!
Love,
yes.
love letters,
yes.
y'all. To bring God glory,
yeah,
honor, and praise, because we're about his kingdom work, you know? So I just want to thank God for my twin sister, daughter of the Most High God, Pastor Marlon, and every warrior that's here right now,
Hallelujah.
And yourself,
yeah.
and everyone that's watching that. Thank you so much for
thank
your love
you.
And support.
Thank you.
Continue to pray for us.
Hallelujah.
And I pray that one day y'all come visit the here at the mansion, come
yes.
in person and be part of our audience. But even y'all watching right now, it means a lot to us.
Yes.
So I just want to say thank you. As y'all get connected with us, y'all didn't do it unto us. It's like doing it unto the Lord.
That's it.
I pray that you will share the video to touch one soul or 100 souls. Y'all know how God does it. But we love you and we thank you for your support.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah, we and we do too. We really do thank you all for tuning in and watching.
Yes.
And we thank you to our studio audience.
Yes.
These
yes.
people, they wake up. They just barely was waking up, but they woke up. Okay. That's what I was doing. Okay. And they get in their cars and they, on purpose, they make themselves available.
Amen.
Yes.
To be here for the support. And I mean, I don't even have a word.
Yes.
Good morning, Kimberly. How you doing? But I'm just excited that they come.
Yes.
And pill
yes.
us.
It is a lot. I just thank God for y'all.
It does. And I just really, even I just say this every week, and I'm going to keep saying it until the Lord tells me to say something else.
Okay.
That when you have young women or men,
yes.
this show is not just for women. It's for
everybody
that wants to be empowered and inspired.
Yes.
For the young people,
because yes.
we had Smiley here last week.
Yes.
Deshiana. And Summer wakes up, y'all. Summer likes to sleep, America.
Uh-huh.
She works late. She gets off at late in the midnight
yeah.
hour. Well, she wakes up and come and be a part of this
yes.
show because
yes.
that's important.
For Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo!
So we just want to take the opportunity to do that. And we are going to get into the word, y'all. But we got to just sit our shots up this
yes.
morning. Because we're so excited.
Yes.
So I was trying to, I wasn't trying to figure that out. I was asking the Lord, when are we going to talk about this amazing concert that's going to be in the next 60 days?
Yes.
We're going to talk about it right now. So we want y'all to go on to the Eventbrite site.
Yes.
We're going to post it on Facebook today.
Yes.
We just had to get up and hear Jesus this morning, so we need to get into all of that. But we are going to share that to where you guys can go on and purchase your tickets. This concert is going to be a back-to-school concert.
Yes.
It's not just for kids, but definitely bring your children.
Yes.
Please do. But it's going to be for anybody that wants to get into an atmosphere of a new dimension right
yes.
now.
Woo!
And, our featured artist this year is Kiki Shields.
Woo!
Yes. We have these amazing artists who are pillaring her. I mean, they just going to be on the platform opening up this concert, which y'all know is our main man, Byron Halter. Woo! And we have our beautiful evangelist queen, Kizzy Wynn. Woo! We do, and we have this phenomenal young man, just graduated last year, but he is over the community. He is penetrating the youth.
Wow.
And his name is Nick Traylor.
Yes.
And he is an amazing young man, so we just want to thank God for him.
Yes.
And his favoriteness. He on fire, too.
Woo!
It's so awesome. And then we have a great anointed team of hip-hop dancers. These people, they open
up
the camera and all of that, so they coming out there. And I just want to thank Tiana Vick because she is, that was our divine connection through her amazing aunt, Angie Michelle. So these people are going to come and perform. And we have Minister Terrence. Is it Martin? What's Terrence's last name? Terrence from West Texas, and he is affiliated with Bishop Carlos Daniels. And these people are going to be in the house. So you guys go on to the site, get your tickets. Go ahead and lock your tickets in and get those because this is going to be a phenomenal time in the Fort Worth area. So we're so excited.
I'm excited.
Yes, and this will be at the King Pagan Worship Center where we sit under the amazing ministry of Apostle Anthony B. Burns and Betty Burns.
Yay.
And Pastor Betty is in Kenya with Pastor Margaret and Pastor Connie right now.
Yes.
So y'all pray for them and just pray that the will of God will be done.
Yes.
I'm
excited.
Yes. How beautiful are the feet of those?
Yes.
We will show y'all feet right now. But anyway. We're so excited. Yes. To God be the glory. So listen, y'all know our topic is part two this week. Jasmine, hey girl, tell Scott said hi, cause she'd be like, Nana, you hear me, Nana? I'd be like, she's like, Nana can't hear you, but I hear you, Sky. Okay. So good morning to Sky and Skylar. We just want to say thank y'all for tuning in. And now listen, y'all, they 3 and 4 years old. Come on, y'all.
They're watching.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That is so awesome. So to my cousin Anthony Dunbar who's tuned in and. Everybody here that's watching, we just can't thank you enough.
That's right.
And we will be back, y'all. We're going to get to the list. But we just had to really do that today because it's so important to us and it means so much. And we just thank God.
I'm thankful that the familia keeps growing and growing.
That's so beautiful. Okay, she says, Scott says, hey, Nana. So I said, girl, hey, good morning, Scott. Wait, man. Yes. So we are being fat for Jesus today.
Yeah.
Faithful, available, and teachable. And I was like, that wasn't church last week. Yes, we did. And we tried to tell y'all we're going to wear them again.
Part two.
So, Laura, what would you like to say to our people this morning?
Buenos días. Esta mañana le quiero decir gracias a todos ustedes que están escuchando ahorita a nosotros aquí, hablando de la palabra de Dios. Sigan orando por nosotras y le damos gracias a Dios que son cosas nuevas para mí. Y ahora estoy aprendiendo a leer la palabra de Dios, que es lumbre en español. So, oren por mí, pero le doy gracias a Dios y le pido que cada uno de ustedes, cuando lea los versos, los estudien en la casa. Y gracias, los queremos mucho y bendiciones. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Tell them thank you again from your twin sister.
Y mi hermana gemela dijo gracias. Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah. So listen, we're going to kind of cruise through faithful because we just did not get past the faithful portion of the fat for Jesus.
Yes.
So it's faithful, available, and teachable.
Yes.
So we're going to kind of just touch on a little bit of the components of being faithful. And one thing about availability is you cannot be available if you're not faithful.
Yes.
So we want to kind of just say welcome back into this teaching. Open your hearts and your minds to hear what God is saying to you today. Write these scriptures down so that you can go back and reference them and see what God is saying to you because he is speaking to us differently but the same way because God created you and he knows your language, your love language, your intimacy, you know. And if you don't have that, we just petition that you would just have a desire to go deeper in your faith and let the Holy Spirit minister to you how to elevate and hear what God is saying and doing for you in this season. Amen, Laura?
Yes. And as you continue to grow, you know, it's new revelation every day. And it's like me, you know, I'm still learning. We're learning, and my reading is, I used to struggle reading, y'all. I keep it real, but I'm not ashamed. But it's getting better, and I'm not ashamed. Hey, I have a teachable heart. So I thank God that I'm learning it, how to read it in Spanish.
But you know what, Laura? We all have our struggles. We all have our struggles. So what we want to do, I pray that we are as transparent as we can be.
Yes.
Because, you know, we all fumble through our faith.
Yes.
But one thing about it is we hit the reset and we get back on track.
Yes.
And we hear what God is saying, because y'all know we are natural human people.
Yes.
But that's why we really press in to stay in the spirit.
Yes.
Because God is a spirit.
Yes.
And that's how you get into that place of intimacy with
Him. Yes.
You stay in the spirit.
Yes.
And you hear what He is saying to you. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to look out the box.
Yes.
Hello. You're going to become supernatural.
Yes.
And when you bring that into the natural, people will be like, what are you doing? Like, that don't look right. That don't act. It don't. And it don't make sense. So you just keep doing what God say.
Yes.
When you hear Him and trust and believe, when it manifests, y'all going to be in the Holy Ghost matrix.
Yes.
Y'all know how to do it. What you say, Lord? Yes, because He says that in His word. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. We want to welcome Mr. Mosey. He's getting coffee. I don't know what he's doing, but he's here on there. And so thank you, Lord. With a man of God in the house today.
Yes.
So listen, we're going to touch a little bit on these notes, and we were talking about faithful, available, and teachable, but we're going to kind of cruise out of the faithful, because it's so important that you roll into that place of being faithful, but make sure that you are tapped into your faith. Because the more that we sup with people and hear their hearts, we know that the struggle is real.
It's real.
You know, right. And a lot of people are very faithful, but they don't really tap into the depth of their faith.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like hamburger with no olive buns. Let's say that. Okay. How do you have faith? How do you be faithful with no faith?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are. They are very faithful. They committed. They do that. But they struggle in those faith, and they sit and they say, how does that happen for you, Pastor Marlo, or just plain old Marlo? Y'all know I can just be Marlo. I ain't got to be all that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen for you? But, you know, you have to believe what God says.
Right.
And I think the place of struggling in that area is the manifestation portion.
Yes.
Because when you're faith, in your faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things I've seen, but it's now faith. Okay? That's what the word God says. So you have to go into that place right now. Right now.
Right.
And I just encourage you all to live in the moment.
Yes.
When you live in the moment, you get all the ingredients of what God is doing in that moment. And you can really tangibly know it, feel it, think it, believe it.
Yes.
But I think what we do as people, we live in the past.
Yes.
And then we try to look toward the future. And we miss the moment.
Yes.
And that's what happened with Jesus when he went to the well. You know, he didn't think about, you know, God, I just want to just cut Peter. Because Peter got on my nerves this week. And he just got on my nerves. Now, remember, he met the woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if he was thinking about the future, which was the cross, because that was the ultimate future for him, he would have missed his moment at the well. Because remember, back then, they didn't mix, Samaritans and Jews and all that. They didn't go together. But see, that's what we're trying to talk about. This ain't even in the notes, but Holy Ghost, help us this morning to help someone. Because y'all listen, as God began to give us these nuggets, we be getting help too.
Yes.
The revelation comes instantly, like right now in the moment. It's not always about studying. I believe that in this season, God has given us a right now word.
Yes.
Right now, hot off the press in heaven. And we have to be available and in our faith, though, to hear what God is saying and supernaturally saying, okay, God, if that's what you said, I will.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go or I won't go, because there's some of that I won't go either, because we be trying to go where everybody else going, and God ain't called us to go.
Yes, right.
Right, Lord? Is that your experience?
Yeah.
In that place of faithful and your
faith.
Yes. And you've been at this outreach life for right at 20 years?
18, about almost 20 years.
So now God is manifesting some things that He promised you, right?
Uh-oh. It's been a process. I'm diligent. And I want to say this morning, there's no going back and there's no quitting for me.
Yeah.
I don't care what happens, who says what. I'm going to stand in His word, His love letters, which is
fire,
and continue to be diligent.
Yes. And listen, so that's where we're going to roll into this place of availability. So let's talk about how do you become available? Do I just show up or what? So we're going to go to the Word of God, and we're going to go to the scripture of Isaiah 6 and 8, and Laura's going to set us up, and we'll read this in our King James Version, and then Laura will read that in her interpretation. So set us up, Laura, like you did.
Okay.
God's love letter.
God's love letters, which is
fire.
Yeah. Woo! Holy Spirit, continue to guide us and continue to manifest in our
hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank God for who He is and what He's going to do in our lives.
Yes.
Really how He's doing it already.
Yes.
So God is so good. Go ahead, Lord, read your interpretation, and I'll read mine.
It says, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send?
Mm-hmm.
And who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me.
Okay. Uh-oh. What? You tell God that? Let me see the English version. Because I don't know what I did with my speech tonight, but it's okay.
Okay.
Where's the English, Laura?
Okay.
The Word of God in the King James Version reads, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who? Now, then God, who? He said, whom? Whom and who is the same because it's just the H on the end. He was considering the matter. Listen, who will go for us, which is him, which is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's the us. Do y'all know that God is talking about who will go for us?
Yes.
You got to know that the Holy Spirit was already there and Jesus was already in the mind, and that's why y'all got to come to the new wine and hear about how you are in the mind of yes, you are already in the mind of God, and that is that depth teaching is what we do at our New Wine Empowerment Groups. It's so phenomenal to really learn. We have to get the right information, people.
And,
you know?
And this scripture here, when I was a baby Christian, you know, and I read it, you know, who will I send, and it sent me. I already knew that it was about sharing the gospel, sharing the name of Jesus Christ, telling others about his salvation, his goodness, his restoration,
that's
his
it.
Healing. And to this day, every morning when I wake up, I praise Him, I thank Him, and I say, God, where do you want me to go?
That's it.
If it's at the gas station, at Walmart, if it's wherever He wants to lead me, I say, God, if there's somebody there going through something or they're hurting, send me. I want to pray. I want to say something. Or if anything, I'm open to being ministered to, okay? Send me. I'll go. Because there's so many people hurting all over the world, and we got to be sensitive in the spirit. And there, if we're called Christians, and the Word of God, love letters, is in our hearts, we got to make them forth. We got to pray for others. You know, they might not be where we're at, but if we go lay hands and pray, you'll be surprised what God can do through you and
that's
sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So allow God to send you.
That's right. That's right.
Wherever He leads you, okay?
We're all ministers of the gospel.
Yes.
It's not even really about no titles and this and that. It's really not, because we're all vessels, and we just have to make ourselves available.
Yes.
So that's why He says, who shall I send? Whom? And who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, Lord. Here I am.
Here we are. Send me, Lord. Please send me.
Yes. So that's that place of making yourself available. And I'm going to tell you, America, a lot of times I don't be wanting to do that. I tell y'all my testimony about all of this right here. I'll be like, I'm not doing that. Okay? We're not doing that. And no, sir. And yes, you are, is what He says. So I had to really understand that this is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about being fat for Jesus is not about you. Okay? I was struggling with some stuff last night. I said, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going there. No, the Lord said, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
It's not about you. You're going.
No matter what.
Yeah. You're going to show up like a true representative of the kingdom.
Yes.
And you're going to do it my way. Yes, I said, is that God or Frank Sinatra? In my way. Oh, God. Okay. I'm back, Lord. That's the shared runs of place. You got to know.
Yes.
That's the truth. Right now.
And there's power in the tongue.
Yes.
If it's just saying, Jesus loves you, if it's just telling somebody, Jesus loves you. Or God bless you.
Come on, man.
I mean, and the anointing of God is in you.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised. People will follow you to the car.
They will.
I said, God bless you to this man, I don't know what he was going through at Starbucks, and he followed
he
me
did.
To the car.
Hungry.
He said, did you just say God bless you?
Hungry.
And I said, yes, God bless you. He goes, I felt the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Just saying God bless you.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you. You know, because there's some people, well, I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to say to people. Just say Jesus loves you. Or
come
out. Or just say, I wear the name.
Hello. Give a call and call and get your soul back to Jesus, guys.
There you go.
Y'all know every week we have a testimony. That's how we get sidetracked because we just be like, we wake up and we be like, oh, what do you want me to do today, Lord? Where do you want me to go? Yeah. So I got one for y'all. This is off the chain, okay? So listen, y'all know I packed up my car it was Tuesday after the show. So, you know, it's all about creating relationships wherever you go. It don't matter where you
That's
go.
Right.
I'm telling you, the Dollar
right.
Tree, wherever y'all at.
That's right.
Get in relationship with people because it's so important.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut.
Little Caesar. And yeah. Yeah. So that's the truth. So I went to Wells Fargo in the Tom Thumb. Shout out to Wells Fargo and Tom Thumb in Pantico. So good morning, Candy. So I go, and Candy is my witch. She can get on here and tell you this is what we did. So I was on a mission because every day I go in the bank, I have on my shirts because it's representing. She's like, you know, and I think she became a new Christian, you know, so she's get crunk. And when you plug in the people, wow, they just get so excited. So when I went into the bank on purpose, I go on Tom Thumb, I got my shirts, my bag. And this is what God told me. He said, I want you to go be a blessing because this morning we had a naked mannequin because I undressed for Candy. So I said, I was getting ready to go with the new shirts. And the Holy Spirit said, get that shirt off the mannequin. And I did. I went to the bank with the bags and the shirts just to see her. And I blessed her. She was so excited. She was like, oh, my God. She posted them. So people were like, where do you get those shirts? And y'all know I went on the page and told them. Okay, so listen. It was a guy in line. And now I had deposits in my purse. I didn't even remember that I had them. So she was like, are you here to do bank business? I said, no, girl, I'm here on Kingdom Business.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So I blessed her. And I went in the store and I bought some apples because Tom Thumb got the best golden apples in America. I ain't playing. Okay? So I go in, I get the apples, and I get in line, and that's when I realized I had the deposit because I went in my wallet. I was like, okay. So I went back in line to the bank after the blessing. So it's a man standing there. She tells the man, this one, okay, this one is blessed. She was crying. She was doing the Laura Kelly because they wanted to know where Laura was. I was like, okay. Sometimes I can go without Laura, okay? Yeah, so, okay. So the man was like, okay, so where's my blessing? I said, well, it's probably over there in the basket. But by this time, I just had Bling of the Earth shirt, okay? So I was like, Lord, and I was asking God, should I give it to him to give to his wife or his sister or somebody? So, see, okay, you got to be careful, America, because, see, I was rolling into my plane. Y'all heard me? Because I'm just trying. Now, I got all up in God's business, and I wasn't supposed to do that. So, anyway, after he had left before I finished my banking, so when I was on my way out, he came back in. I was like, yes, this is my opportunity to bless him. So I go in, I throw where the carts are. Y'all know where y'all walking in the carts are at, and I wait for him. And it's like I'm stalking because I'm waiting for him now. Yeah. And this is what happened. Jesus said, I'm going to show you about my way because it ain't about your way. So you got to be careful,
yes.
Even in your place of availability,
yes.
When Jesus is really on a mission. And this little lady walks in the door. She's sidetracked, and she came on the side door because I'm looking in the front waiting for the man because I don't want to miss him. But she walked in, and she saw my shirt, and she said, oh, my gosh, I love your shirt. Now, I promise this lady was probably about 80. And the Holy Spirit said, now that's why you're standing here. It ain't about the man. It's about her. And I need you to give her that last shirt that you got. The sold out to Jesus. It was the green one like you got, Jan.
Yes.
And I blessed her with the shirt. And I said,
woo, bless you, ma'am.
So listen, America. I said, the Lord loves you, and I was able to minister to her and blow a wind and tell her how much God. She said, I sure hope he loves me. I just hope that he really do love me. I mean, she was so careful. But when you can be in position to validate people,
yes.
No matter their age and what they look like or who they are.
I got awesome, Laura. I have two ladies at Compassion Park, and they might be watching. They're in every time they see me, they come, where's our shirt? They want the sold-out shirt, and they're serving. So I need to get two.
Okay,
for,
you better come on with it, Lord.
Bless them.
Okay.
And because they've been asking me, we want the shirt. We want that shirt, and they're faithful at Compassion Park, so I will bring you your shirt.
It's awesome. So, y'all, listen, we are promoting the church. Yes, we are. They'd be like that.
It's really
it's for the kingdom. Because
yes.
what we do,
yes.
when people buy the shirts, we just order more shirts. That's all we do. We don't have the money for us or nothing. We made the investment for the kingdom.
That's right.
And then when the money comes in for the shirts, we just put it back out.
That's right.
And we just sew it back into
That's
the
right.
kingdom
yes.
for more people to have more shirts. And America's going to be locked up in a minute. I see it, Lord, the vision.
Yes.
We're going to have our sold-out shirts on the mountain.
Woo-hoo!
And I see it.
Yes.
And how we going to be? Yes, because we are sold out. To the kingdom.
And so she was blessed when she left. She was like,
but see, here I am thinking that
I was gonna
bless the man because he was like, where am I blessing? I was like, okay, all right. He kind of caught me off guard. So I was like, I'm gonna find a way to bless this man. But Lord said, no, you're not. You're gonna bless who I tell you to bless. Okay? Because you gotta be tuned in to hear God in this hour. That's
yes.
all we're saying. So when you're making yourself available, so when you go on a mission and you're available,
yes.
you got to be careful and not get sidetracked.
Yes.
Because you got to hear God. You know what I'm saying, Lord?
Yes. So, and what's so beautiful about him that whenever you do get sidetracked, he brings you right back.
He brings you right back and say, I got rebuked in the store with the scripture bag like this. I was like this. I got to show y'all. Don't miss it. I had all this in the store and I'm like, yeah, I got waiting on the man. God said, no, you're not. I posted up in the store. Don't care what I look like. Okay, because I'm sold out. And the Lord, and the lady comes in the door, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I love your shirt. This lady, I promise you, sold out. Gray hair, all of that.
Wow.
You just never know. So we got to make ourselves available and get out of our way of thinking. I'm just sharing my testimony because I got caught up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about what I was thinking. It was about continuing to hear God in the transition of being sold out to be teachable, available, well, faithful, available, and teachable.
Yes.
So, see, at that moment, God was like, you're available, but I got to teach you something.
Yes.
At that very moment. So you got to be able to hear what God is saying. So I just want to, you share my testimony
yes.
because
awesome.
Even though we sold out and we crunk and we get all that, we get sidetracked.
Yes, that's right.
And we got to hear God because it ain't about us.
That's
so,
right.
Good morning, Brandy Pons, my
That's
awesome
right.
niece. That's Summertime's mom. So, Summer, say hi to your mama.
Right.
She said, hey, mama.
Woo!
I just had to share that. But
That's
one thing
awesome.
About one thing about being available, availability means devoted. We have to be devoted to whatever
That's
God
right.
is saying. Whatever
That's
you're
right.
in, whether it's your ministry, your business.
That's right.
Whatever it is, you got to really be your people.
Yes.
And in this instance, not only are we talking about the kingdom, but we're talking about to one another.
Yes.
Because here, we still can have heaven on earth.
That's right.
We still can be available. And let's see what Mark 1:17-18 says, Lord. Lord, I hope I can find
can
this scripture.
Can I read this one in Spanish real quick?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Isaiah
8:5. Okay, it says, después, o la voz del Señor. Que decía, ¿a quién enviaré y a quién y quién irá por nosotros? Entonces respondí, yo, heme aquí, envíame a mí. Estamos hablando de cuando Dios nos manda a lugares para hablar con personas y decirles de la palabra de Dios. So, quería leerlo en español y ojalá estoy haciendo lo mejor y mejor. The next verse is what?
Let's go to
Mark
1:17-18. Yes, and in this scripture, we want to send our shouts out to Pastor Martin and Pastor Margaret. Because
mm-hmm.
when I read this, I think about them and how they represent.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's God's love letters, which is
fire.
Holy Spirit, continue to guide us. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Espíritu Santo sigue dirigiéndonos.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and Jesus said unto them, come you ye after me. And I will make you to become fishermen of men.
Woo!
Dice, y le dijo Jesús, vendí en pos de mí, y haré que sean pescadores de hombres.
Now, what I love about that scripture,
Woo!
Is when the word of God says, and Jesus said unto them, come unto me.
Mm.
and come after me.
Yes.
This is what he's saying.
Yes.
And I will make you. I was like, woo! So don't be trying to be self-made, because God will make you.
Yes.
He said it right here. I'm telling you, America, when you really start second guessing, what am I created to do, Lord? How am I supposed to do it? He said, just seek me. Come after me. Come after me.
And he will show you. He will guide you.
Yes.
Yes.
And even verse 18 says, and straightway.
Mm.
So let's get straight up. He will make it right. Straightway,
yes.
Thy forsook thy nets and followed him. Mm-hmm. So in that, I remember he told them to go back and recast your net. And Peter, y'all know how Peter was. We be acting like Peter. Lord, we've been out here all night. We ain't caught nothing. We ain't trying to do that. We ready to go lay it down. We've been out here. Where was you at, Lord, when we was out here? And the Lord said, look at her. Get on back out there and cast them to the right side. Do it the way I'm telling you to do it. And what happened? They had so much fish, they was about to tip over the boat. Bust it. God is so awesome. He said, I will make you fishers of men.
Yes.
So how do you do that? You don't have to look a certain way. You just become available.
Yes.
For Christ.
Right.
And say, yeah, like
that's
he
right.
said in here, send me, Lord. I'll
yes.
go.
Yes.
Whatever you want
that's
me to do,
right.
I'll do it. I don't care how crazy I look, because I look crazy anyway. Yes.
That's what's so beautiful about God. He's just looking for willing hearts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He just wants us to be sold out.
Yes.
And believe what his word says. Whatever you say, that's what we're doing, Lord, because it's a promise. And how many is it in here, y'all? 3,573 promises.
Woo!
And we just thank God for all of them. And do y'all know that y'all can have them all?
Yes.
You can, every last one of them. So right here, Lord says, I will make you. So, Lord, God, will you make us? For
yes.
all of us that are willing and that we surrender,
yes.
just show us how, Lord, because yes. sometimes we don't really know
that's
how
right.
to become the fishers of
that's
men.
Right.
But you said if we are willing and we surrender and we wave the right flag, we
yes.
don't have no
right.
matter to the wave right now. Okay, but we would be waving them
yes.
if yes. and say, I'll go. That's the place of surrender. Because in Isaiah 6 and 8, that's what was happening right there. They automatically said, Lord, I'll go. You
yes.
surrender.
Yes.
If you just send me, Lord, but just show me how to
yes.
go. Show
yes.
me what to do. But here's the big one. Show me what not to do, too.
Yes.
Because
yes.
we get caught up in who we are.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And start doing it our way. And the Lord, I just take my rebukes. Because that's love.
Yeah.
When he says,
that's love.
Yeah,
that's right.
I tell you to do that. You'd be like, okay, God. I repent, which really ain't got to do all that big and just say, go. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to follow you. I won't do that no more.
Yes.
You know, and keep it as simple. Because
yes.
you don't have to get all, you know, jacked up
yes.
to hear God.
Right.
Get in a place and hear him and then proceed.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like hitting the reset button.
Yes.
You just
yes.
reset it.
All over.
So,
that's right.
Let's become more devoted to God. And then when you come devoted to him, you can be devoted to the person next to you or the person that the Lord is going to send to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just pillar them, you know,
that's
right, Laura? Because
right.
we do that.
That's right.
So how do you feel about that, Laura? What do you have to say?
Yeah, just being available and faithful, available, and teachable, and I'm learning so much because I would say there's everywhere I go, there's always people hurting. And we're just sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And he would just guide you and lead you. And that's what's so beautiful about God, that a lot of people, they've already been so hurt. And they don't even know Jesus. Or they don't know. Or they know of God, but they don't have relationship. And they think they have to be this perfect. A lot of times when I talk to people, it's like me back in the days. They think they have to be perfect, you know, and not struggle with nothing before they could come to
yes.
God. And it doesn't work
notes.
That way, okay?
In the notes, America.
You
That's
have
awesome.
To come as you are. I don't care
yeah.
what your struggles are. I don't care what your family has said or done. If you just come to God and follow him,
that's it.
He will teach you, guide you, deliver yeah. you, give you salvation, everything, everything that you need,
that's
peace.
It.
That money cannot buy, just everything and anything, and there's nothing too hard.
Nothing.
Not a thing. So I just thank God that I'm able to help people and pray for people, and as I'm going through stuff, because we've been going through stuff.
Yes,
people don't know. We go through stuff, too, with family, within us, within me. But But as I go out and I'm sensitive to pray and help somebody, encourage somebody, then God takes care of my business always.
He
always
does. He will.
But if you just stay home and do nothing, you can die.
Yeah. But listen, it's so sweet. And that's what I love about flowing in the Holy Spirit and how you can be on one accord. Because what you were just saying, I was about to read. So let me confirm Laura Kelly and her Holy Ghost. Okay. It says you don't have to be special. You really don't. But you do have to be available. Mm-hmm. And that's all God is saying to us. Just be available. Come on. Y'all know who called me? At Most Energy. Y'all stop it. Oh,